Imagination Studio presents Hank Zipser, the world's best underachiever. The Zippity Zinger by Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver. This is Henry Winkler. Chapter 1. Mom, I'm out of socks, I called down the hall. My sock drawer was totally empty. Okay, it wasn't totally empty. There were a few things in there, like a piece of red licorice left over from Halloween, a shoehorn that we used to jam my feet into a pair of size 2 dress-up shoes for my cousin's wedding, and a bunch of those little rainbow-colored rubber balls that bounce super high. Anyway, the point that I was getting to was that there were no socks in my drawer. And this was serious, because my grandpa, Papa Pete, was coming over to play catch, and that's something you cannot do, sockless. Mom, I hollered again, I'm having a sock emergency. My mom stuck her head in my room. What did you say, Hank? I can't hear you with these. She pointed to her ears. I wondered why she couldn't hear with her ears. What else would she hear with? Her nose? I looked closer and realized that she was actually pointing to little headphones that she was wearing over her ears. You couldn't see them at first because they were covered by her hair, which is blonde and curly and sticks out on all the sides like earmuffs. What are you listening to? I asked her in a loud voice. Crashing Waves, she answered. Is that one of your 80s groups? No, these are actually ocean waves crashing against rocks, she said. Wow, and they say kids listen to weird music. At least you can dance to my stuff if you wanted to. Myself, I don't dance. At least, not in public.